Tell me a little bit about the Canning Stock Green and your experience since you've spent so much time out there.
Yeah, well, it's an extraordinary road that, you know, it's sort of having another lease of life in the story of Western Australia and Australia more broadly at the moment through this exhibition. Through the FORM Canning Stock Group project that was initiated in 2006, had the opportunity to travel up the Canning Stock Group with all the traditional owners and who happened to be some of Western Australia's greatest Aboriginal artists as well. And we travelled up the Canning Stock Group recording the Aboriginal history of this, you know, iconic road. And we're doing that in 2007 with the artists recording their version of events and how this road impacted their lives when they were living out on their desert country with their family and they encountered Australia through the form of the stock route, you know, for the first time. In recording their oral histories and painting those stories, over the course of a couple of years, we ended up having an extraordinary body of work that was of, you know, great national significance. And so this sort of small project that was looking to tell an Aboriginal history of the road became this very large exhibition, which is, you know, currently on show in here in Perth at the Convention Centre for the rest of November. And sorry, I've rambled on a bit there.
No, you're right. And the archive value is just must be monstrous as well.
Oh, look, we recorded, you know, hundreds of oral histories, which are, you know, an incredibly valuable part of Australia's national heritage and the stories that we tell ourselves and our kids. But also the artists produced a whole lot of paintings. They also produced films. And there's a lot of young, emerging Aboriginal filmmakers and photographers who did a lot of photography. We've got hundreds of hours of film, about 20,000 photographs. And all of this information is not only has been acquired by the National Museum of Australia, but FORM, the organisation who auspiced the project, is also going through a process now with support from the state government through Department of Culture and the Arts of repatriating all of this information and taking it back out to communities so that it's not information that's just sitting in a museum, but that Aboriginal people and their families have access to it and can show it to their kids and can, you know, do new things with it and keep retelling that story in new ways. And so it's a real living archive, both for the public and for the communities whose stories they are.
John, what are some of the sorts of stories that are included in the exhibition that we can hear from these oral histories and through the paintings and the film that you mentioned?
Yeah, well, look, it's on some level, you know, I guess, you know, most of us would walk into an exhibition about the Canning Stock Route expecting to learn all about the Canning Stock Route. And in many ways, we did the opposite of that, because what the artists were telling us through their stories and the stories of their family was not the story of this road, this Whitefella Road, but the story of the country and of the world that that road cut across. And so the exhibition is actually about the dreaming. It's about the stories that predated Australian history. It's about family, about all the family connections that were intersected and sometimes broken up by that history. And it's ultimately a story about the country, about people's homes. And we're trying to give our audiences, and this is what the artists are doing in their paintings, is trying to make people understand that Australian history, you know, the Canning Stock Route, happened in their homes. And so we're trying to give audiences a chance to understand, you know, really intimately, in a really personal way, by through the multimedia, not just, you know, big, beautiful paintings, but bringing people into relationship with the artist in ways that give each side a chance to talk, give them a sense of, you know, home and of what it means to have your home, you know, transformed and changed and to be pushed off it or to have to move away from it and the emotional side of that story, as well as the historical side.
And is there a family or a story that sticks out in your mind that's really connected with people or yourself?
Yeah, look, I think for a lot of listeners, maybe, you know, the most famous Aboriginal artist in Australia is Rover Thomas, who most people assume is from the Kimberley. But he was actually a little kid born out on the Canning Stock Route in the middle of the desert. He's a desert person. And the Canning Stock Route inflected his life and the trajectory of Australian art in really incredible ways, because as a young kid he was sitting out there in the middle of the Stock Route and his parents passed away. And he walked over to the Stock Route where drovers picked him up as a little orphan, and they carried him up the Stock Route on their way back up north to the Kimberley, which is where his life, you know, took a turn. And the rest of his family, the other desert families, never knew what had happened to him. He went on to become, you know, one of Australia's greatest artists of all time, but his desert family didn't know. They thought he'd died or passed away, they weren't sure. And so the story of this incredible artist is also this story that we tell on a more personal scale of the family that was left behind, the brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews who are trying to reimagine their own art history and their family history by coming to terms with this very famous artist that the rest of us already know. So it's a great way of encompassing the stories of family and of art that intersect in the Canning Stock Route story.
It's just so powerful. And a lot of this exhibition involves multimedia. How was the multimedia merged with the traditional artwork and storytelling? Was that a challenge, or was it something that you felt quite complemented it?
It's funnily enough, I mean, it seems that they're really different, but in many ways film and multimedia and the incredible sort of touchscreen technology, it's basically a 10-metre long iPad. If you can picture that sort of in the exhibition space where people can interact with the stories, all of that technology is just entirely coherent and made perfect sense to the artists and their families, because that's the medium through which younger people in the desert these days are telling their stories. Not everyone is a painter. Like younger Aboriginal artists and filmmakers, they're using photography, they're using film to tell their stories, and so they were a really important part of this project. We didn't want people to think that, you know, it's just old people sitting around doing dot paintings in the desert. You know, there's all these incredibly talented young Indigenous artists who are working in mediums that, you know, we haven't all fully cottoned onto yet. And so all of the new media, which is what the audiences are really responding to, is actually just a continuation of this, you know, Aboriginal way of telling their own stories.
And what are some examples of those new media that they've been using in this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition's got lots of film. So young filmmakers like Curtis Taylor from Bungor, he's made a lot of films, and they've been integrated into the touchscreen technology. So you travel along the map of the Canning Stock Route on the surface of this touchscreen, and then you dig into the sand, and there's all these Aboriginal stories that you can discover by interacting with the Stock Route. And so you come across these films about the dreaming, or these films about Aboriginal history, or these films about family, all made, you know, by Indigenous and some non-Indigenous filmmakers as well. And so there's this merging of sound and the visual and touch in this exhibition that was really important to us to invite people into this sense of the country, you know, and this sense of a bigger story that we don't quite have a handle on yet, and that, you know, Aboriginal artists across all the generations are, you know, have been sharing with us for a long time now.